Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 21st, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Learning curve and procedural efficiency of zero fluoroscopy pulsed field ablation for atrial fibrillation. This study compared zero fluoroscopy radiofrequency ablation and pulsed field ablation for paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Pulsed field ablation demonstrated significantly shorter procedure times and left atrial dwell times compared to radiofrequency ablation, indicating improved procedural efficiency with similar acute outcomes in experienced centers. These findings suggest pulsed field ablation may offer advantages in workflow and resource utilization without compromising safety in experienced hands. Article number 2. Population-based study on the coexistence of metabolic dysfunction-associated steatotic liver disease and chronic kidney disease. This study, using National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey data from 2007 to 2018, found that coexistence of metabolic dysfunction-associated steatotic liver disease and chronic kidney disease was associated with a significantly increased risk of all-cause mortality compared to either condition alone. The increased mortality risk highlights the importance of identifying and managing both conditions concurrently to improve patient outcomes. Specifically, the hazard ratio for all-cause mortality was significantly elevated when both conditions were present. Article number 3. Dynamic increase of the C less than sub greater than 2 less than slash sub greater than HES score in relation to the development of incident atrial fibrillation, a longitudinal cohort study. This longitudinal study demonstrated that an increasing C2-HES score reflecting accumulation of risk factors like coronary artery disease, hypertension, and heart failure is associated with a heightened risk of developing incident atrial fibrillation. A dynamic approach to risk assessment using the C2-HEST score, rather than a one-time evaluation, may improve prediction of atrial fibrillation risk over time. Monitoring changes in C2-HEST score components offers a practical way to identify individuals at increasing risk. Article number 4. Associations of immune cell subsets with coronary artery calcium incidence and progression in the multi-ethnic study of atherosclerosis. This study from the multi-ethnic study of atherosclerosis found specific immune cell subsets are associated with both the incidence and progression of coronary artery calcium. Increased CD8 positive T cells and decreased naive B cells were associated with a higher likelihood of coronary artery calcium development, while a higher proportion of regulatory T cells was associated with slower coronary artery calcium progression. These findings suggest that immune cell composition may play a role in the development and progression of subclinical atherosclerosis. Article number 5. New onset atrial fibrillation during street segment elevation myocardial infarction, risk of recurrence and its clinical impact during 10 years of follow-up. This single-center study showed a high rate of atrial fibrillation recurrence within 10 years among patients who experienced new-onset atrial fibrillation during street segment elevation myocardial infarction. The recurrence of atrial fibrillation was independently associated with increased risks of stroke, systemic embolism, and all-cause mortality. These results underscore the importance of long-term monitoring and appropriate anticoagulation strategies in patients with St. segment elevation myocardial infarction who develop new onset atrial fibrillation. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.